Hello, Parker, Pathway listeners. Hi, how's all my listeners today? This is Parker Pathways. This is a October 6th, year 2006 show. We're on RBN. It's www.rbnlive.com. Call-in number is 800-313-9443. And it's shortwave 12.180. And we have a full plate today to cover a lot of issues that we picked up from September 1st, which was about taser chemistry. September 8th was about obesity chemistry and the global concentration of power for bioaccumulation testing of bladder cancer. September 15th was the interview with Cynthia Black on the hidden secrets of water by Masahiro Emoto. September 22 was the China globalization of technology, reusable water chemistry for human medicine on the grand plan for that. And September 29 was the global strategies for water and food contaminations and combinations of the different organizations, of which I gave my recommendation of the week for a company that seems to have some intellectual property of value. And September 29th also covered the consent form on how it's been globalized, and also the ownership of human tissue and blood and cloning tissues for what are called celebrity genome projects. We're going to pick up a little piece of this as we go along, and today in today's show, to set up for the future guests that are coming on that are really pioneers that expose a lot of the issues that we have today. I'll be interviewing them in such a way that we present what are called the behind-the-scenes globalization concepts, how this sets up in war plans, how it sets up in commercialization of various products. And I want to mention the Austin was decommissioned after 41 years. I think that that is a kudo there. A lot of veterans know about the Austin. They had a good history. And the other kudo for the day is Walmart, who is deciding to decrease the generic prices on generic drugs. They have a generic price, they have a premium price, and then they have a generic price. So they've decided to do that and have a test case in Florida, and I think they're on the right track for that. As we move along today, you're welcome to jump in and call. There is so much material to cover that it would take two shows to cover today. But this has to be done. The framework has to be set down, because all of these treaties that are being signed by the United States of America through the U.S. Congress starting last week, and of course they have to finish off today and tomorrow because they have to end their sessions. But there will be a lot of discussion with an overtone of what you need to look for to be able to help yourself in terms of understanding these things, to be able to have you do something on your own power, which brings to the point of today's show. I'm going to present a legal principle of which I put together a long time ago on how to have a grand jury of science and technology in the United States of America. So I'll look for all of my Parker Pathway listeners after the break.
Hey, Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Listeners, we're going to start off with a little overview of the E. coli aspect that's in the food and water that agencies are testing. I'm going to do just kind of a little brief overview or something because this leads into what I call building the confidence level of people, which has to come across in this country. We need to build a confidence level, and this is why I proposed a change in the Constitution of the United States of America and constitutions of states. We're having a grand jury of science and technology and medical protocols. There was a statement that I was impressed with that was said by a gentleman named John Pistole. He's the FBI deputy director. And he made a statement that he said the bottom line is that agriculture, just like buildings, bridges, and tunnels, is a critical infrastructure in need of defense. And I think the public needs to understand that what we're dealing with, when you're dealing with science and you're dealing with the rest of the world of medicine, it's really not a science. It's an art. It really is. And you have to have some sharp people get lucky to be able to use their brain powers, their facilities, and really be encouraged to find and do things that will have an outcome for future patents or future industries that are developed from those ideas. But the greatest threat to public health from E. coli is really from an unintentional contamination of food and water. And sometimes contamination can be deliberate. There was a case in 1984 when a religious sect sprayed salad bars at two restaurants in Oregon. That was with salmonella in enterici, which is, if I remember right, and that sickened about 750 people was the figure that was released. The terrorist attacks in on September 11, the 9/11 attack, and the anthrax attacks in October of that same year really heightened the concern that food and water might be deliberately tainted. And it it prompted the Centers for Disease Control to set up a very sophisticated network to develop a list of biological agents that could be used in an attack. And E. coli is on the list as a, it's called a biolet. This particular biothreat is a level, what's called level B, and which means that it's a moderate ease of transmission or moderate morbidity or mortality, death, of course, morbidity, and all the other aspects that go with this. Now, the process of this leads us to a lot of policy decisions that have to do with medicine or have to do with the development to try to protect ourselves from having transmissions of various what are called libraries of dangerous biological agents. Now, in the level B area, the public just needs to be aware that we already know about water safety threats. We hear about them, but the organism is called Cryptosporidium, and cholera and Giardia lamblii are the most famous ones that they can cause these problems. This is why a long time ago there were all kinds of attempts to try to disinfect the water, but that's had unintended consequences for all kinds of problems in the body, which we've discussed it and then just started to build on in the discussion of that with disinfectant byproducts that cause different toxins in the body. Level B contaminants are just easy to disseminate. There's the brucellosis. There's what's called glanders, which is really a very long Latin name, which we won't go into, but, and then of course, psittacosis, there's Q fever, there's ricin, which people have had some very serious consequences with in Japan and France and England. And of course, we have the staphylococcal endotoxin B, which is really a hospital staph. And then you have typhus fever, you have viral encephalitis. And those are the general ones that are pretty easy to disseminate. The top level of disease agents, they have a potential for a high mortality rate and is a very serious issue all the way around. And that's anthrax and plague and botulism and smallpox, tularemia, viral hemorrhagic fevers. A lot of these diseases have been developed by other countries, and many of the studies that I've reviewed that I can't talk about, but I can mention the organisms and the rest of it, is that make no mistake about it, listeners. I'm not trying to mess up your day, but the whole point is that we are in a real war, and these organisms exist, and there are some very crazy people out there, and they're growing this stuff. And if somebody wants to come back, and people say to me, "Well, I say, well, Doc, you know, there weren't any weapons of mass destruction and the rest of it," and I say, "Well, I can't tell you things that I'd like to tell you, but I can tell you right now, you take one teaspoon of the wrong thing here, and you're wiping out one third of the world." And these people had canisters that went as far as your eye could see. So it's another world out there and another story that we'll get into in a lot of future shows. And this brings us to chloramine, which was added to the water on the MSDS sheet. When it first started out, it had skull and crossbones on it. And one of the things about this is it's added to the water. And we've talked about this, and it's a very interesting issue because they were trying to kill Cryptosporidium and Giardia lambia. And in the water is a level 2 in our water supply to help us out as citizens. The only problem is it's mutagenic. It's harmful to swallow. Now, of course, it's got all these other implications of bioaccumulation chemically that change your sugar level, your trypsin level, and your other levels of metabolism of amino acids. The category C, or the last agent for pathogens, can be engineered for mass dissemination in the future, are ones that bother me terribly. It's called the Nipah virus, the Honda virus, and tuberculosis. These three things, even though they're level C, bother me terribly. And I'm dedicating the rest of my life to try to find ways to keep those from being developed by these crazy folks out here. And I'm sorry if I'm offending somebody and not being politically correct and calling them crazy people, but as far as I'm concerned, they are. Anyone that does not appreciate the human body's function and the integrity of the human soul and human beings on this planet have no business being involved with the concept of developing these organisms and making them the weapons that they are. This brings me to the focus of the confidence-building situation. That's what I call these changes in the Constitution, our confidence-building systems. This is what I think and really feel the FBI director, deputy director, is really talking about. That what we have to have here is that we have to have another way to look at our world in this country. We have to look at our world, that we have to really protect our food supply, and we really have to do some very serious work to make sure that the bureaucracies are making decisions properly, which brings it to the point that the confidence-building concept should include a lot of different people I'll get into in this show that should be involved in this process that I call the Grand Jury of Science and Technology for reexamination of the bureaucratic food and water and civil engineering decisions. And a basic template is that it amends the Constitution. And you can put your state in there to define and oversight science and technology decisions promulgated by administrative hierarchies that influence a greater populace for science and technology system designs and are implemented in water and food and medicines that impact human and animal health. The grand jury will comprise a community of voting citizens of science and technology backgrounds to serve for 4 years and render civil and possible criminal charges of government decisions that impact water used for drinking and irrigation of food, and engineering designs that impact business interruptions and economic outcomes for real and personal property. And herein lies the basis for the understanding of what we need to do in terms of having outcome analysis, just like a Six Sigma that we're doing for a corporation. When we come back from the break, we will explore in depth these other aspects of confidence-building constitutional changes.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Attention, if you're one of the millions of Americans who buy and trade stocks or invest in the real estate market, you'll want to hear this. Did you know that the Forex, foreign currency exchange market, trades over $2 trillion a day? That's more than the New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ combined. Now, imagine being able to trade in the Forex without any prior trade experience or spending endless hours predicting market movements. Well, now you can. Introducing Freedom Rocks. Freedom Rocks' structured trading approach takes the guesswork out of what and when to buy by providing you a planned set of guidelines, all at a fraction of the cost of other similar type programs. And instead of focusing on thousands of stocks, Freedom Rocks focuses on the top four currency pairs. Our software tells you what to buy, how much to buy, and when to buy. Go to MySimpleForex.com. That's MySimple, the number four, the letter X.com. And join the thousands who've discovered Freedom Rocks. Remember, MySimple, the number four, the letter X.com.
Pathway listeners, we're coming into a very interesting awareness level on the Constitution of the United States on Amendment 10, which was placed in the Constitution in 1791. It's only one sentence. Says the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively, or to the people. Now that's one sentence. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively, or to the people. Now, if you have people that are in the government that are thinking in terms of taking out the last part of that sentence, or to the people, you will have kind of a framework there, kind of a framework as to thinking that goes on in terms of how to perceive your personal rights and your real and personal property rights, but nothing mentioned in there about how you perceive your internal self and how you are discovered as a person that has a redeeming value. I'll give you a little segue on eminent domain that relates to Amendment 10 of the Constitution. There's a town in California called McLeod. It has a Nestle chocolate factory in there. And they've eminent domain the water so they can keep the chocolate factory going. Now, they took that water, and there's a lot of the eminent domain process is to take this little town's water. But the town still has a little bit of water, so let's don't really worry about that, is the way it's thought of. Because the concept of the people in the eminent domain system is not regarded as a protected right, because the eminent domain also, people feel it applies to the land, but it also applies to the water. The same thinking is going on a global scale concerning your personal worth. And you do not have an input after an initiative is placed on the ballot. You say you pass the initiative, and there you go. There you go. It goes to the legislator. They take it and run with it. They can do what they want with it. You're out of the loop. You don't have any other way to look at this. You don't have any other way to look at it. And I call this, in real-world terms, the concept of eminent domain of your personal worth. Now, that may sound like an abstract thought to you, but it isn't. I mean, in 1791, we had some people taking on the idea of what your personal worth was based upon Amendment 10 of the Constitution, Amendment 9, which is really discussing another aspect of this on the enumeration. They call it the enumeration. And the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. One sentence, Amendment 9. So certain rights as being defined is what we're talking about here to have as to what I'm proposing for each state, or as many states as are willing to take this on and have the confidence building measures in states to change the way regulatory measures are acted upon. You see, the public, as I see it, was willing to accept more of an input if they know that they're controlling some of the risk. And the public's mistrust is directly related to the proposal of the interaction for private industry, activist organizations, representatives of the public to work together in a different way. We're talking a whole different way here of looking at our medical outcomes, our water supply, and our food supply, which is part of the new world, quote, eminent domain property seizure. And when we come back from the break, we'll also entertain some calls at 800-313-9443, and we will continue with the next segment of the confidence building constitutional changes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Gold, ever climbing as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom?
Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Listeners, Dr. Wayne Parker here, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443. To go back on the concept of confidence building, initiatives and changes of constitutions to have a grand jury for science and technology manned by citizens and knowledgeable people from various agencies that citizens are involved in. You take a base case here. I believe it was Kathleen Less against the Environmental Protection Agency. This, the case number on this is 91-70234. The whole concept here was that lower court, before it went to the Ninth Circuit, the United States Court of Appeals, a review of final order of the EPA was to permit the use of 4 pesticides as food additives, although they have been found to induce cancer. The petitioners challenged the final order on the ground that it violates the provision of the Delaney Clause. which prohibits the use of any food additive that is found to induce cancer. Prior to 1988, the EPA regulations promulgated in the absence of evidence of carcinogenicity and permitted the use of the four pesticides, and these are at issue in this court. In 1988, however, the EPA found these pesticides to be carcinogenic. Notwithstanding the Zeleny Clause, the EPA refused to revoke the earlier regulations, reasoning that although the chemicals posed a measurable risk of causing cancer, and that risk is de minimis, which means to them it's minimal. The court set aside the EPA's order because we agree with the petitioners that the language of the Zeleny Clause, its history and purpose, all reflect that Congress intended that the EPA prohibit all additives that are carcinogenic, regardless of the degree of the risk involved. This particular case is a reflection of how a lot of the disinfectant byproducts that are in the water that get into the food that affect the organs, the reproductive capacity of humans, which have been shown in previous studies, and of which I can discuss in future shows and present a picture of how you can change this. But the whole process here is that this particular idea of how the EPA looks at things, a little bit of risk is not going to bother you, has been taken on in the medical field in terms of a little bit of toxins not going to hurt you either, which is where I come into the whole process of introducing the concept of bioaccumulation. You can take all the fancy machinery you want. You can take your hemodialysis units, which are very hard to clean today because of the nitrogenous contaminants. Very difficult to clean those recirculation tanks. And there are a lot of other indications as to what is going on in the area of trying to eat and drink and live in such a way where you have an input. The scenario I've just given from this federal case, they went to the Ninth Circuit, was a cornerstone of many other cases that the government decided with a previous director of the EPA, who signed off on a lot of these disinfectant byproducts 15, 20 years ago, who now is the director of the Health and Human Services, and handpicked by the President of the United States. Now, I don't have any beef with the President of the United States. I have a beef with the concept that there is the ingrained organizational deterioration of understanding how you make a reexamination of your bureaucratic decision, of which, again, under constitutional law, a citizen does not have input. Now, I've done a circuitous route in terms of presenting a very serious problem and in terms of how our country is run and where it's going. But if you're in the situation rooms and you see on the big boards in the situation rooms, you have code words, such things as Leviathan, Leviathan. This is a very sophisticated United States military warfighting capacity. It has, based upon the principle of high-performance combat troops, weapon systems, the new aircraft, the nano armor, which is built into the skin of the soldier, ships associated with all-out war against traditionally defined opponents. But America has created this force to defend at the time the West against the Soviet threat that existed at that time. And this has now been transformed into an industrial area. This era is got its roots in the information age, which is really a high-speed, high-lethal, high-precision, major combat operation. The code words that go by, you talk about 9/11 or you talk about the rest of it, but this is called the Lothianian Force. And there is no nation, country, city, or anything else on this earth that's more powerful than what America has in the Lothianian. And as such, it finds itself as planning setups or fighting shorter and easier wars. So therefore, there has to be different objectives because it's a shorter war. It's really an overmatch because the Lothianian plan in the Situation Rooms are to develop future enemies in scenarios in a global war. Now we're looking at terrorism, and which is, of course, if the terrorism concept is really on these other levels of natural resources. And there are a lot of the terrorism is in my estimation, is to avoid triggering this Lothianian employment. And that's why terrorists are doing what I call the asymmetrical war against the United States. And they're focusing on economic interest and fear and our natural resources. So the Lothianian strategy, which was started a long time ago as in the Situation Rooms, is really planning structures for present warfare, which is outdated. In other words, the Lothianian concept is good for the first half of a war with the United States had, but in my opinion, is ill-suited. It's for any design for a second half of a war to develop a peace, which brings us back again to excluding these post-conflict stabilizations and the reconstruction operations that are not working. And in the process of this, the citizen at the other end does not have an input as to how the decision is being implemented because of the Lothianian strategy in the Situation Rooms. And so the contest begins on another level. Now, to understand the Lothianian is to understand the real strategies, what was taken from it. Not wanting to bring the Bible into this, but in the book of Isaiah, there's a very big discussion about the Lothianian and how the system is. It was really in mythology a sea serpent. And it was known as Rabob, a mythical monster. It was thought by the Hebrews, symbolizing all of the fierceness of the chaos of the world. And this is the basis for a lot of the other core nations that are forming their alliances and industry for the health, human body, tissue-owning, genome sequencing, which I talked about in other shows. But this Lothianian creature, if you look further, is similarity with the goddess Tiamat, who, according to the Babylonian creation myths, the creation myth, that's important, lived below the earth and churned up its waters. Now that's the myth. The whole concept from Isaiah, in the book of Isaiah, is based upon the concept of the Lothianian strategies that are for real, in terms that was decided a long time ago in the Situation Rooms, based on this concept of chaos, developing water chemistries in the future. But at that time, when these strategies were developed, they did not have the state of the art as they do today that's developing. The chromatographies, the instrumentations, and the rest of it. It's estimated right now, with the aspect of instrumentation, for just the genome projects, these are the sequences of all of the billions of genes, it's a 900, the estimation from the Wall Street Journal is $984 million a year on the principle. What they don't tell the public are the big strategies, are our future wars happening right now, who has what and where the genes go. You may have heard about a celebrity genome project. You got people like Larry Page, co-founder of Google, Paul Allen, Microsoft, and the rest of them. They put in $10 million. And for anybody that can do a fast decoding of the genes of 100 people in 10 days, and these are going to be celebrities they select, and they're acquiescing. There'll be a few other people that they can work with to do it. And the speed by which instrumentation to decode is at such a fast pace. It's like some of the other shows I've given you, some of the clues as to some of the companies that are on the stock market and the rest of it that are developing things. I look at their intellectual property, and I'm comfortable with what they're doing. I think they're doing good work. But the principle of the thing is where I'm going with this. You as a person, of course, looking at this, and you just say, well, how is it that I can change this? The whole point is that, you see, the reason you have to change it is because you are part of a war that is of a whole different dimension than what you're being told in the newspapers or television or the rest of it. RBN is very secure in the concept of discussing many, many things that are on 9/11 and chips and the rest of it. Well, you know, God bless RBN, because at least somebody's talking about it in a different way. And but the real war behind that war is the fact that so much is being not discussed in this Levinian room, I call it. It's really a concept of real world strategy. This really exists. Now the countries that are really involved in this, it sounds as if it's just the same old countries, but it really isn't. It's Europe and North America. Europe, both old and new. Like a lot of these places in Europe, you look at one town that's old and the next one is a brand new town. The same thing in China, which is the other country. Russia is completely dedicating itself to commercialism. China completely going into the intellectual property protections, which I'm going to talk about today to give you some clues on and for that, how that's being handled. And I'm very much involved in analyzing that. And a little bit of South Korea. So, and you have Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, some of the South America, Argentina, Brazil, and Chile, who have their own version of the Levidian. By the way, this sea serpent is going to be placed on the New World flag. Thought I'd let you know. So, essentially, on the rough, I think there are about 4 billion people of the world that are going to be involved in all of this, in this plan, but there are really about 6 billion running around, maybe a little bit bigger figure. So, the functioning countries can be just subdivided as being anchored by America and Europe and Japan, and the new countries China, India, Brazil, and Russia are the emerging dominant countries in the Leviathan strategy. And that is another reason why a lot of their flags are going to be changed in our lifetime. In our lifetime. Now, the reason this comes out as a very important point for another aspect of social planning is, what do you do with court cases that are in the Supreme Court and the Court of Federal Appeals that pertain to these issues, and how do you input for their decision? When we come back, we'll discuss this a little further and see how you feel about a few things to see how you can have more input.
Headline news: the much-anticipated bird flu pandemic. Whether you consider it dangerous or not makes no difference. It will still be the reason to confine and restrict travel. Conclusion: if we can't feed ourselves locked down at home, Homeland Security will be forced to bring us to gathering centers. Remember Katrina and the Superdome? The World War II bomb shelters in England? And the concentration camps throughout history? They were all huge disease incubators infesting confinees with dozens of life-threatening illnesses. Even if the wimpy little bird flu can't get you, the camps and the immunization will. If the government says store some non-perishable food, you know we'll need a lot. Decide how many years of food your family needs and get it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, bad food plans are life-threatening. Call the co-op at 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Are you experiencing memory loss, mood swings, slowed reflexes? Well, North American Herb and Spices NeuroLoft helps make your mind and nerves work better. The powerful herbs and spices in NeuroLoft naturally support the function of the brain and nervous system. To maximize your mental clarity and productivity, call 800-243-5242 and try NeuroLoft today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Introducing Idea Sticks. Idea Sticks are self-adhering, so you simply peel and stick to create the look of hand-painted tile on your kitchen backsplash. Bring new life to kitchen countertops. Accent and coordinate kitchen appliances and accessories. The possibilities are endless. And because Idea Sticks are steam and heat resistant, you can even use them in your bathroom. Idea Sticks are removable, reusable, and washable, and won't leave marks or a sticky mess. So you can change to a new design at any time. During this special TV offer, you can order your very own Idea Sticks. A, the floral bouquet. B, the dolphin porthole, or see the floral and fruit basket for the amazing price of just $19.99. That's right, only $19.99. And that's not all. During this special TV offer, we'll even throw in a sheet of custom accents absolutely free.
To order your very own Idea Sticks, call 1-800-564-5812. That's 1-800-564-5812.
Is really used in a lot of beneficial ways in the laboratory. A lot of protein chemistry has been done with E. coli in the lab. And also you can have E. coli cultured in the lab to really mimic human cells, and they can provoke autoimmunity that's seen after natural infections. And this is a very interesting concept for future research, where you can take harmful E. coli bacteria in the intestine and change it in genetically engineering to absorb other bacteria's toxins. And this is an extraordinary form of research that can really address a lot of the effect of the toxins, the new toxins that are being developed every day and found every day. E. coli will be one of the bacteria that's going to be genetically engineered to use their new engineered gene structures to entrap bacterial toxins and to really bind other cells instead of the cells that are lining the human gut. I feel strongly that this will help a lot of issues about fighting in bioterrorism. I consider E. coli one of the greatest soldiers out there in terms of working it out to be designed in such a way to combat the other folks that are coming at us, that are inventing other things that are harmful to us. Now, this one thought that I'm going to leave you with, that any form of public advocacy is for the advocate to construct really a view, and what the public desires and respects, and it's based on any kind of measurable matter and trends that you can find to help your decision. My concern is, and that's why Parker Pathways has this tenet, is the fact that you need to know what you need to put in to the decision to try to determine if you're just not a part of a 15-minute public comment in a government building, or only have 3 minutes to discuss an issue in front of a city council, or if you are allowed to talk at all. As I understand it, there are some places in the United States of America that you're not allowed to talk at all. And particularly bringing up any of these issues that we've discussed here in the past hour. So on the next hour, we will proceed with the discussion of China International intellectual property and the concept of obesity and the implications that it has for the Lithuanian plans. And we'll look for you on the next hour, Parker.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.